a lot of the discussion there this week was surrounding universal healthcare, and we've been talking about it all week, and it was an issue which was up for discussion at the McGill Summer School last night as well, as Lisa McKelvey now reports.
I am fairly sure before we start this work that there are only two ways to run a private health system and a public health system. One is to have them completely separate. There's a public health system over here, private health system over there, and they only meet by accident. And no one is allowed to work for both. Under any circumstances.
The other way is to completely integrate them. You're treating the same patients. You're in the same queues. You're getting paid the same.
Professor Anthony Staines of the School of Nursing and Human Sciences at Dublin City University, speaking at the McGill Summer School in Glenties in County Donegal last night. He outlined government plans for the introduction of universal health insurance by 2019.
Under the proposed UHI system, you'll be required to pay health insurance. This will cover you for primary care, for general practices, for drugs, and for hospital care. You will have to take it out. Depending on how much money you have, you'll either get all of your insurance paid, some of it paid, or none of it paid.
Addressing the summer school, Louise O'Donnell of the Health and Welfare Division of the Impact Trade Union raised questions about the plan.
And by far the biggest burden will fall on one third of the population, individuals and families who do not currently have private health insurance and who don't qualify for medical cards. It's safe to assume that most people in this category, which could be said to typify the so-called squeezed middle, simply cannot afford private health insurance, yet they will now be compelled by law to pay.
Dr. Anne-Marie Brady of the School of Nursing and Midwifery at Trinity College Dublin spoke of the pressing need for change within the current system.
Hospitals cost us a lot of money. We spend a lot of money on them, but they're not as effective or as efficient as they can be. We operate a two-tier hospital system where we disproportionately favour private patients over public.
The plan for UHI here is similar to a model which has already been implemented in the Netherlands. Impact's Louise O'Donnell said the Dutch model is not ideal.
The Dutch model, I suppose, is much better funded than the Irish model, but there's been a number of issues with it. Their fees are going up, the insurance they have to pay goes up year on year, yet the services they get are reducing, to the extent that 90% of Dutch people now have additional health insurance.
But what do the people think? Attendees at the summer school last night gave their views.
I pay private health insurance at the moment. I think a single tier system is what we need. It doesn't work. What we have at the moment just doesn't work at all.
I believe that the Dutch didn't get it right at the beginning and had to modify it and change it over time. A large number of my Dutch friends tell me they're not happy with the system. That said, it's certainly a better, more coherent, more effective program than we have in Ireland. The only other thing I would say is that the Dutch are not the Irish.
There should be equality between the healthcare that people get, not that money talks and get people to get a better service just because they can have more money to get them that better service.
There was agreement at the McGill Summer School last night that a change is needed. Professor Anthony Staines summed up.
It will take time to get there. We will do it by piece by piece by piece. And we will get stuff wrong along the way, no question. But at least we're moving.
Professor Anthony Staines of DCU ending Lisa McKelvey's report from Glenties there.